halftime of our Storm Lake Tornado football game, an opportunity to catch up with cross-country coach Justin Melman. Hey, Coach, thanks a lot for the time. I know Tuesday wasn't ideal weather. We had rain all day over Brunsville, Lamar's Invitational, but you were just telling me a moment ago, not all that bad. Could have been worse, maybe?
No, actually, we rode the bus all the way over there in the rain, and when we got there, you know, it was down to a little bit of a mist, as I think the storm was kind of moving here towards Storm Lake, so we kind of flip-flopped. And however that course drains, it must be about perfect because there wasn't a puddle on the place. Mm. And by race time, we got through all the races without getting rained on. And it started pouring when we went to pick stuff up at the end, but race time it wasn't raining, so it wasn't bad, actually.
All right, Coach, you have your job cut out for you. It's our first visit. You've had several meets under your belt. Let's hear how things are going.
Yeah, you know, we started out at Spencer a couple weeks ago. Ran okay. You know, we were about middle of the pack with the guys. We were 6th out of 13 teams. You know, we had in our conference, we had Western Christian above us, Spirit Lake and Spencer on the guys' varsity side. Ladies' team was varsity team was incomplete, but now we're up to 8 ladies in the high school. So now we have a complete team, and we even have a JV running. So we're gradually starting to build things up with the ladies' team there. But you know, Spencer was a good start. I thought we raced okay. You know, then we moved on to our Spirit Lake race the next week on that Tuesday, and I thought we had a phenomenal race at Spirit Lake. You know, we had a lot of PRs through the varsity gals. You know, our varsity gals are Abby Venegas, Bianca Cervantes, Sandra Ramos, Catherine Ordone, and Leslie Ortega. You know, they're running well. Abby Venegas and Bianca are leading us throughout the course each week, doing a great job. All the ladies are, you know, we've had several PRs with them. So they're doing a great job. Guys varsity, I thought, had a phenomenal race at Spirit Lake. We were 5th out of, I believe, 11 teams. You know, we knocked off all the schools in our conference except for Lamar's. Lamar's has a really tough squad this year. But for us to be kind of the second team there coming, you know, in the conference, guys race hard. I think we can do some big things on that guys varsity side again in the conference and further than that as the season goes. Varsity guys, we're being led by Thomas Olson this year, put in a lot of summer miles, run really well. I look for him to finish the season really well. We're looking at the state meet with a couple guys. Our number two was Ethan James. Ethan James was with us last year, talented kid, running real well. Number three, Matt Lensmeyer. We're running 3 freshmen on our varsity this year, you know, and we're asking a lot from them, but they're doing a great job. Sam DeVerksten, another freshman, was our 4th. Tyler DeVerksten, his brother, who they just talked into coming out, a junior, is our 5th right now, doing really well. Tyler Moon, which is our 3rd freshman, was our 6th guy, and Luke Nicholson, who's a senior, is our 7th guy. So those guys are racing really well. JV guys are doing a good job. The Spirit Lake race was great. You know, and then we went to Lamar's, and I don't know, you know, I didn't think we were going to have that meet, so I kind of had them go a little bit farther for our pre-meet on Monday. You know, and then we had the rain all day, so I think the mood was kind of somber. We just didn't go to Lamar's to race, I don't think. You know, we had a few people run some decent races. It's a tougher course, just didn't show up to race, I don't think, overall, and didn't do as well as we'd liked. You know, we were still, the ladies were still, you know, on the bottom of the pack in the varsity race, but I think we had a couple of PRs come out of there. Abby and Bianca led us again, and Emily Cruz, who just joined us, was our number 2, actually. She was out last year, but just joined us, you know, and then guys varsity, Ethan James had to take over. Thomas didn't end up finishing the race, but I think we got that figured out. But I wanted to do better. I think we could have done better over there overall, and especially those varsity guys. I think we should have been another place or two higher. So our goal is to you know, get back after it, and I think we figured some things out. We have our home meet this next Tuesday, and so our goal is to race well at our home meet.
Coach, again, run through the time schedule, the race schedule, and location, of course, next Tuesday.
Yeah, we're at the Municipal Golf Course out by Kings Point. Middle school starts at 4:30. We run our middle school kids, we run all together. Guys and girls both will start at 4:30. You know, and then it's basically every half hour after that there's a race. So it'll go JV girls, JV boys, varsity girls, varsity boys. So, you know, we have, I think it's 15 teams that are coming.
Okay.
You know, we were out, our team, we were out there this morning. We jogged the course, and so we got to see it once, and it looks like it might be a little wet, so I'm hoping it dries up just a little bit by Tuesday, which it probably will.
Yep.
But should be a good night, and we're looking to race and redeem ourselves a little bit after Lamar's.
Yeah, I think it's going to dry out, Coach. Sunshine, 70s, and then
yep.
Next Tuesday, sunny and 80. Thank you so much for your time. Good
Absolutely.
To visit. Great to hear about some of these kids' names, the results, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome, Coach Melman. At halftime, we'll talk Tornado Volleyball with Coach Nelson after this. Tornado Football on 92.9 The Moose.